Good morning, children. I said to all of you, I said children, not child. Good morning, children.
Good morning.
I think it can be still louder and clear. Good morning, children.
Good morning.
That's like it. So good to see all of you this morning, and warm welcome to this class, and the Lord will surely going to make a great blessings in your life. I tell you, you are the most privileged children to come for these classes. And when you are here, sit very prayerfully that every class that you hear, you might hear the voice of God, the word of God. In the beginning itself, I want to teach you one small chorus. Because the subject that I have before me is, what is it? The Bible. I have four classes to take with you, and in these four classes, God willing, we shall be seeing two things. One, the beauty of the Bible. What is that? I said to all of you, the beauty of the Bible. And secondly, the blessings from the Bible. What is the second? Number one. Number two. The beauty of the Bible. I tell you, if you ask me, I personally have fallen in love with this book. Because this is an extraordinary book. This is not book from any man. This is book from God. Some people say, oh, this is a grand old book. Oldest book. What is the use in it? We have so many new modern books with us. But let me tell you, this grand old book can bring a great grand blessings in your life. So we want to learn first one chorus. And before we learn and turn to God's word, shall we pause for a prayer? Will you all close your eyes? And when I say prayer, I mean prayer. Prayer is that we are talking to God. And when we talk to God, we mean God hear our voice. God says, if you call me, I will hear you. He says, if you call me and ask me in my name, I will answer you. What is his name? His name is to be asked the prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What should be said after the prayer? What should be said after the prayer?
Amen.
I am so sorry because I did not hear your amen loud and clear earlier. After every prayer, your amen should be loud and clear. Is that clear? Now I am going to pray. Listen to the prayer and say loud and clear amen. We want God's blessing. We want God to be here. We want God to open his Bible, the word of God to us. We want to hear his voice, and we want to be learning and listening the voice of God and being encouraged. We should be living our life for the glory of God. Shall we close our eyes? Gracious God and our loving Father, we are so thankful to you for this blessed day and blessed morning, especially this ABC for teens. What a privilege for all of us to come together in these classes. We pray, dear Lord, we are very small. We are very puny. Our mind is so little. Our understanding really have sometimes no senses. But we want to thank you. Because when you speak to us through thy spirit, O Lord, we are enlightened in our heart. So we pray that this morning you might be with us, you might speak to us, open the scriptures to us, help us to listen to the voice of God, that our lives might be changed. Not only that we become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, but we might become true men and women who witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. We fall in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. That we might love you and honor you through our life, Lord. Thank you for every child, every young boy and girl sitting here. And all of us together, we commit ourselves into thy loving hands. Be thou with us, O Lord, and help us, we pray. We all to speak and to listen, commit ourselves into thy loving care. May the Lord watch over each one of us and bless us. In the blessed name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. So they said, what did I say? What book? Bible is a grand old book. There is nothing in it for us new modern children. What they say? We are new modern children, and what is there in the grand old book? So listen to this chorus and learn along with me. Fine? Say it. The grand old book. The grand old book. Once again. The grand old book. The grand old book. You'll find the words of comfort wherever you may look. In sorrow or in pain, its promises are plain. So keep on believing in the grand old book. If you look at me like this, you know, I'll be very serious. And if you look serious like this to me, then I won't be able to take this class also. Whenever I say a word, I thought you will have a notebook, you will have a pen, and you will be scribbling there and writing all these things. And at the end of my fourth class, I am going to check your notes. How much you are going to listen, how much you are going to write, how much you are going to read there, and put it on your notebook. A notebook that I will find perfect according to what I expect, okay, will get a prize. So from one moment onward, this very moment onward, the last class, today two classes, tomorrow two classes. How much you can listen, how much you can concentrate, how much you can understand, and how much you can pen down will all depend upon your great prize. Okay? You all want prize? I forgot your name. Sneha. Very good. Nice to see you, Sneha. So shall we sing that song once again? And write down fast, immediately, the grand old book. The grand old book. The grand old book. You'll find the words of comfort wherever you may look. The grand old book. Write only once and write in bracket number two. Yeah, twice. The grand old book. The grand old book. You'll find the words of comfort wherever you may look. Do you need comfort? Comfort from God? Yeah? Sometimes when you're lonely, discouraged, you know, pulled down, looked down, spoken down. In all those situations, you know, the God's word becomes a great encouragement to anyone who turned to this grand old book. What did I say? The grand old book. The grand old book. You'll find the words of comfort wherever you may look. Whether you open Genesis, or you open Malachi, or you open Matthew, or you open... That's right, Revelation. Whichever book you may open, you will find the words of comfort. The grand old book, the grand old book. You will find the words of comfort wherever you may look. In sorrow or in pain, in sorrow or in pain. Its promises are plain. You can write it or you can write his. His promises are plain. So keep on believing in the grand old book. In sorrow or in pain, its promises are plain. So keep on believing in the grand old book. Everybody, now once we'll sing and we'll turn to the class. Fast, immediately. One, two, three, start. The grand old book.
The grand old book.
You'll find the words of comfort
wherever you may look.
In sorrow or in pain, its promises are plain. So keep believing grand book. You are so quick and so intelligent and so nice, children. You know, I really want to appreciate you, but I think the voice can be still a little louder. It's not like the grand old book, the grand old book. No, no, no. Sing it, you know, cheerfully, that you should really mean what you sing. Do you mean what you sing? Did you follow that words? You followed, no? Anybody didn't follow the words? Everybody followed? Marathi samajhta ka? Kona kona la Marathi yata? Saglanna yata? Arre bapre. Hindi yata ka? हो अजून कोणती भाषा येते तमिल येते का नाही मल्याळम येते का कन्नड येते का नाही गुजराती येते का आणखी कोणती भाषा येते अरबी येते का नाही सो विल सिंग नाउ वन्स लाउड क्लियर नाइस ओके ओनली वन्स द ग्रँड ओल्ड बुक Fantastic. If you ask me, which is the best meeting that I love in my life? And I mean it. I go for many meetings at many places on many occasions. But ABC for teens is something which I love from my heart. Believe me, I really wish to be with you for the whole week and to spend time with you personally, talk to you, pray with you and listen to you and also spend time with you to learn and understand the scriptures. But this time, since I had to go a little early because of other commitments, that's it. You know, why do I love ABC for teens? Because the very name makes me to fall in love. What does that ABC for teens means? For teens, ABCD? No. This is not ABCD for teens, but this is ABC teens. Means what? Assembly Bible classes. You are the most privileged group of children who are going to have good, able teachers of God's word will come and teach you simple, basic, important, foundational teachings of God's word. And that will make you to stand and be a man of God, a woman of God, a disciple of the Lord Jesus, a witness for the Lord, a man who can be used for the glory of God, about whom you read in the Bible, you will be one among them. You know, all these men, as you are hearing about these 12 disciples of the Lord, one fallen back, the 11, but what disciples they were. Ordinary men like you and me. But they were men of God. Disciples of the Lord. And you can be that. But how can I be uncle? How can I be uncle? There is only one way. If you know the beauty of the Bible, and then you can know how to draw blessings from the Bible. Right? So we'll turn to the first class, which is to see the beauty of our Bible. For which shall we turn to the Bible? And when I say Bible, and when I read the Bible, you will open that scripture, look into every word, because when I read, you look into your own Bible, underline it, find it, and what will happen is, when you listen to me, okay, when you are listening to this class, just see how uncle has studied this portion of scripture, how uncle understood that, how uncle has made these notes, that it may be simple and you can understand, I can understand, and we all can be benefited here. So tomorrow when you open your Bible, you will know how to open your Bible, how to learn from the Bible, how to study the Bible, how to glean blessings from the Bible. See how I, by the grace of God and the help of the Spirit of God, when we spend time with the Lord Jesus, with His Word, how He speaks to us. That's the same way what He spoke to me, I penned down, made it simple, brought it on PPTs also, so that you all can see it, learn it. So when tomorrow you open your Bible at home and read your Bible, it should become the same to you also. And it will become the same to you. Nobody is a able man, an able woman that they should be able to understand only Bible. No. Bible is available for any one of us. Fine. So you have to do two things. What is that? As you see the beauty of the Bible in this class, you are going to see how we can learn from the same passage which we are reading now. Okay, we are reading the same Bible for years together. But see how new things, because this is Word of God and how God speaks to us. How we can learn to study the scriptures. If we know the beauty of the Bible, then only we can glean the, if you only know the beauty of the Bible, then only you can glean the blessings from the Bible. तुला समजते मी बोलतो ते तू मराठी समजतं की इंग्लिश समजतं कोणती भाषा समजते इंग्लिश समजतं व्हेरी गुड व्हॉट्स युअर नेम साहिल साहिल का मतलब मालूम है क्या सुंदर नाम है आपका साहिल का नाम मतलब का मतलब मालूम है नाम का साहिल मतलब दोस्त मित्र फ्रेंड व्हाट अ फ्रेंड साहिल मतलब नाउ यू टेल टू डैड एंड मॉम ओके You know the meaning of my name? Friend. But I am not a friend of friend. I am friend of? Who was called friend of God? Who was called friend of God? Who? Nee? Abraham. Correct. Don't feel shy. Even if you make mistake in this class, you are most welcome. We are all mistakes. We are all made out of mistakes. Okay, nobody is perfect here. So turn to the scriptures, 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we shall read from 14 to 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. When I look, please look into your Bible, put your finger on every word, and listen. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. May the good Lord bless the reading of His holy word. As you keep this portion of the scripture open before you, we want to give the title to this beauty of the Bible. What is that? The glorious heavenly book. Bible is the glorious heavenly book. Bible is the glorious heavenly book. When you say about your Bible, at least we should have basic understanding of the Bible. Bible is the word of God. And if Bible is the word of God, that means God has spoken to it, God has given to us, and we all have in our own vernacular languages also. Yeah, we have it in Marathi, Malayalam, Kannada. Bible is the only book which is most translated. So, we must know at least basic things of the Bible. What is that? A great man of God, when he studied the Bible, he understood the importance of the Bible. And to make it very simple from this passage, I would like to give three outlines, okay? From this passage, we are going to learn three things. Number one, the origin of the Bible. Number two, the object of the Bible. Number three, the order of the Bible. The origin, the object, and the order of the Bible. When you say know your Bible, this man of God, who found that Bible is the word of God and wanted to know that every word in the Bible is so important. If the word is so important, every letter is so important. If every letter is so important, that's why God has given to us, and God wants us to know and value the importance of the word of God. So, he said, every letter is important for me. I don't know how, but this person has counted the letters. I don't know how, maybe through various means. Now they have many technical means and methods. I don't know which one he used, but how many letters does Bible have? 35,66,480 letters. How many words? 8,10,697 words. How many verses? 31,175 verses. How many chapters? 1,189 chapters. How many books? 66 books. How many divisions? 2. How many in the Old Testament? 39. How many in the New Testament? 27. And you keep on saying all this. You know why? Because the Bible that we handle from Genesis to Revelation, it's very important. Every word, every letter, every thing that God has given to us is very important for us. And that's why at least have these basic things before you. Okay? Now when God wanted to speak to man, about 1400 BC. When I say that, don't just look at me. You have to jot down. I am going to see all that. Don't forget. I will not tell you again and again. Okay? About 1400 BC, God started calling out men. He called about 40 men to write down what he wanted to communicate to people. To you, to me, to men, and to everybody. And silently he called these men and spoke to them. And these men were used to write the scriptures. And they were not called all at the same given period of time. They were called at different period of times. So God, to do this great work of having this Bible in our hand, used three different methods. God used three different methods. Number one, we call it revelation. Number two, we call it inspiration. Number three, we call it illumination. Revelation, inspiration, illumination. What do you mean by that, uncle? These are very big words. I cannot understand. What is that revelation means? Is it the book of Revelation? No. What God wanted to reveal? What God wanted to expose? What God wanted to speak? What God wanted to communicate? What God want men to understand is known as His revelation. God speaking means God revealing. Then what is inspiration, uncle? It's too difficult a word for us. What is illumination? To make it very simple, on your board, it is given. Number one, what does that revelation mean? Revelation mean receiving from God to man. God speaking to man. God spoke is the revelation. Number two, when man put it down on the paper, we call it inspiration. They were inspired. They were moved. They were led by the Lord. Yeah? God speaking to them is God revealing to them. And what God spoke to them, they have put it on the paper, we call it inspiration. Very simple now. From God to man, and then from man to paper. And then from paper to heart. What do you call it? Illumination. So when you open a geography book, nothing happens. You get sleep. Sometimes people when they open Bible also, they get sleep. Did you see that? You see, most of the family prayers, you open your Bible, sit all together. I don't know if you all have in family prayer in your house or not. If you have it, the moment you sit together and open Bible, what does first thing happen? Did you notice that? I don't know why, but it happens and I have seen it number of times. But Bible is not a book like that, you know. These three things are very important. Listen, revelation from God to man. Inspiration from man to paper. And illumination from paper to heart. When you open the Bible, God speaks to us. And God illuminates that which He wants to speak to us. He helps us to understand that. Our eyes are enlightened. We get a kind of motivation and encouragement right inside our heart. Yeah? And when we hear also, when we speak also, Bible is a book like that. And God used these three different methods to communicate His word to men and women. Therefore, I would like to say like this. Number one, the origin of the Bible. I said three things we are going to see. Okay, as we see, look in the scripture itself. When we talk about revelation or inspiration or illumination, that is from God to man, from man to paper, from paper to heart or souls of men and women. How does it happen? Look in the same scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. What is mentioned there? All scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man and woman of God may be complete and equipped for every good work. I will not block you. The origin of the Bible. Why did we give that title origin? Because when God wanted to reveal that to us, God wanted to communicate to us, that verse says, this inspiration, the word, very word, all says that every scripture, any portion of the scripture, because there are some people, why do I emphasize that? Some people, when you go outside in the world, they will say, no, not all the Bible is inspired. But when you read, all scripture is inspired, which means it is a total inspiration. Completely total Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Some say, no, only part of it is inspired. Some say, no, some of it is inspired. Some say, most of it is inspired. But no, how much of the Bible is inspired? All of our Bible, that's total inspiration, because that word all which means every scripture is very important for us. And we call that word, in the technical language, they call it plenary inspiration. Means every word and every letter in the Bible is inspired, and there is nothing missing from the inspiration of the scriptures. When you turn to 2 Peter, keep your hand here, okay? 2 Timothy is our basic passage. So please turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 and let us read verses 19 to 21. 2 Peter chapter 1. Did you all open that? And see there what's written. 2 Peter chapter 1. In the origin of the Bible, we are going to see three different inspirations. Number one, it is total inspiration, because all is the word that we read there. All scripture is inspired by God. Not part of it, not most of it. Look at that verse. 2 Peter chapter 1, and I read verses 19. Look at that. It is given there like this. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now when you read that word, it is very important. Okay? What do we read there? Some people will claim and say so many other contrary things in the world. Bible is the only book which has been attacked by so many people in different angles, but it proved all tests and it stood all tests. Why? Because it has a complete or total inspiration. So we have two observations in this verse. Number one, the source of the scripture. What is mentioned there? The source of the scripture. What do we read there? If you read that verse, there is one particular sentence and it says like this. Holy men of God, verse 21, spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Did you notice that? This holy men of God, they were moved. That word moved is very important. They were led, they were moved, they were challenged, they were motivated, they were encouraged. They were guided by the Spirit of God to write the things which God wanted to communicate to man and woman. So every scripture is a complete inspiration of God. And that's why not only the source of scripture, but also the style in the scripture. Because holy men, not anybody else, holy men were moved or used. Now what God wanted to speak, God spoke, God moved, God did that through His Spirit. But for doing that, He used ordinary men like you and me. But these men were not just ordinary men, they were holy men in the sight of God. These 40 different men were used to pen down these things. That's why even though these men were used, like John, like Jeremiah, okay, Isaiah, these were ordinary men, but these men who were, because they were holy men, were moved by the Spirit of God and they wrote what God wanted to get things written through them. That's why you'll find a personal touch of their life also. Sometimes when you read Paul's writings, you'll find as if Paul is writing what he wants to say. When John is writing, as if John is writing what he wants to say. It is true. Their personal touch is there because God used these men to write these things. But after all, this total inspiration, God moved these holy men to write these things. That's why we find the Old Testament is also inspired word of God. That's why we read holy men in the old times were moved by the Spirit of God to write down that which was to be written, which God had in mind to communicate to us. The total inspiration. But when I read that, I find not only total inspiration, but also verbal inspiration. What do you mean by that, uncle? Because we read in verse 16, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is inspired by God. The word scripture means what? Writing. When you hear the word scriptures, what does that mean? It means a written material. A things which is jotted down. Things which is given to us in a written form, a print form. In a writing form. That's why we call it scriptures. So, some say not the words, but the thoughts of the Bible are inspired. Very clever people, you know. They can attack from any angle, but not the thoughts. If at all you have to get a thought, how will you get a thought unless you have a word, you know? So to get a thought also, you need to have the word. So not the thoughts of the Bible, but the words of the Bible are inspired. And the verbal inspiration means every word in the Bible is, which is written and given to us, we find is inspired. Not only total inspiration, but verbal inspiration. Now I have a question. Did the Lord Jesus Christ believe in the total inspiration of the scriptures? The best way to ask any subject, any question, to learn any subject, you know what? Just see the same thing in the life of the Lord Jesus. So did he believe in the verbal inspiration? What is verbal inspiration? Verbal writing, which we can read, which we can understand. Okay? Are you all with me? No, I asked all. Are you all with me?
Yes.
I still have a doubt. Are you all with me?
Yes.
Okay. So, did the Lord Jesus Christ believe in the verbal inspiration? Do you remember when he was tempted of the devil? What did he say to him? The devil said to him, look at these stones, if you are hungry, fasted for 40 days, command these stones if you are the Son of God, that they may be turned to bread and you may satisfy your hunger. What did the Lord Jesus Christ reply? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by some words. But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That means the Lord Jesus Christ himself believed in the total verbal inspiration of the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So not some of it, but not part of it, but all of it has the verbal inspiration. And also, at another occasion, the Lord Jesus Christ said like this. Can you read that verse? Somebody can read that verse for me. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5. You can sit and read, but sit and read loudly, okay? Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5 and verse 18. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and the earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. What a word it is. Heaven and earth may pass away, but not a jot or a tittle from the word will be done away. Everything will be fulfilled. But what do you mean by jot? And what do you mean by tittle? What do you mean by jot? A jot is the smallest letter in Hebrew alphabet. A jot is the smallest letter in Hebrew alphabet. Then what is tittle? What is tittle? T-I-T-T-L-E. A tittle is a small horn-like letter. Horn. On any alphabet of Hebrew, you'll have a small horn, you know, a small line like this. Okay? A horn of an alphabet. Even that is important. Who says? I. No. Who says? Who says? Who says? You have doubt. You can look at Matthew's Gospel chapter 5 and verse 18. Who says? The Lord Jesus. Who says? The Lord Jesus. Not even a jot or a tittle. That's why he himself believed in the verbal inspiration of the scriptures. All scriptures means verbal inspiration. And all means total inspiration. Scripture means verbal inspiration. But also in verse 16 itself. Can you guess and tell me? Who can guess and tell me the third one? I'll repeat. All scripture is inspired by God. That much is enough. Now by reading that sentence, all, I said total inspiration. By reading the word all scriptures, I said not only total, but verbal inspiration. Now listen carefully. All total inspiration. Scripture, all verbal inspiration. All scripture is inspired by God. Can you put the third name? I think you can. I think you can put. For all, I said total. For scripture, I said verbal. Okay, what will you say for the next sentence? All scripture is inspired by God. Which inspiration? All scripture is inspired by God. I say all total inspiration. All scripture, I say verbal inspiration. I say all scripture inspired by God. By God, what will you say? What inspiration? Yeah, you got it. Total is over all. Scripture is over verbal. Very good. Who said that? Divine inspiration. Very good. All scripture is inspired by God. Not by man. Not by intellects. Not by professors. Not by lecturers. Not by great philosophers of this world. All scripture is inspired by... I'm shouting at the peak of my voice. All scripture is inspired by... God. So what word can you put? He said divine inspiration. Any other word you can think for that? Any other word you can think for that? It's on the screen. At least say now. Supernatural inspiration. Total inspiration. Verbal inspiration. And supernatural inspiration. Or divine inspiration. You can very well write that. Very good, Sandesh. This is not man-made thing. And never forget these basic things to see the beauty of the Bible. Because when I say that, you know, how did you get your Bible? You may say, uncle, my daddy gave me a gift. Very nice. How did you get your Bible? No, uncle, I went and I bought from my pocket money a Bible. Oh, still very good for that. How you got and how you bought is not my question, but how we received the Bible is our question. So how did we receive that? Through the supernatural inspiration. What do you mean by that? When we say supernatural inspiration, by that we mean God breathed into it. That means every word proceeded from the mouth of God, out of the breath of God. God breathed into the scriptures. Can you imagine the Bible that you hold? It is God breath. Can you think of it? When I think it, I want to hold my Bible in all respect and in all reverence. Why do we say that, uncle? Now you see, what do you mean by supernatural inspiration? Let me explain. Which means God breathed into it. Now I am speaking. My words you are hearing. But the words that you hear, they come out of what? Out of my breath, out of my lungs. I am trying to make that word come out with my breath, my lungs, my complete energy I put into that. And these words are coming out. Isn't it? When you speak, all that happens to us physically. So when God was speaking to us and giving the scriptures, God was breathing into it. God's energy, God's power, God's love, God's care, God's concern, God's will, God's desire, God's decision, God's mind, and all God's energy was put into the scriptures. He breathed into it. It is a supernatural inspiration. It is not an ordinary book. It is not because we buy for 50 rupees or get a free as a gift that we have no respect for Bible, no reverence towards Bible. Never, never lose that, because this is God given to us. Oh, what a great treasure we have. That's why, what was the title of our message? Bible is the? That's good, but the title that we gave after that. Bible is the glorious heavenly book, because heavenly God, heavenly Father has breathed into it and given that to us. Oh, what a wonderful it is. Whenever I thought I will take your attention to the comparison of this Exodus chapter 9, you compare with Romans chapter 9, and you will find what God was speaking to Pharaoh in Exodus chapter 9 is the same word which Apostle Paul uses in Romans chapter 9. Well, if you may not be able to follow to that level, doesn't matter. But I want to draw your attention to one thing. What God was speaking to Pharaoh there, Paul is using that same reference. That means what he was speaking, God was speaking to Pharaoh. And here Paul says, what does the scripture say? Means what? I want to say only one point here. What scripture says is what God says. What God says is what scripture says. If Bible speaks to us, which means God speaks to us. If God speaks to us, means what? Bible speaks to us. If you hear the Bible, you hear God. You hear God because you hear Bible. It is vice versa. That's why that example is very beautiful in the scripture itself. And it is the word of God which want us to make known of God of the word. How many of you have ever thought about this? Bible is the word of God. Why do you say, uncle? Who can tell me the three inspirations? Because Bible is, number one, three different inspirations. Totally inspired. Number two, verbally all writings are inspired. Number three, supernaturally inspired, means divinely inspired. If that is true, what do I say? If I have the word of God, which other way, what does it mean? I have God of the word. Just think about it, you know, put it the other way around. And you will have a great respect for the Bible that you have. And I tell you, it will transform your life. It will make you a great man and woman of God. And without this, you can never be. No one can ever be. If you want to be so, look at the beauty of the Bible. We have seen that Bible is the inspired word of God. The Old Testament is inspired. If you read, the New Testament is inspired. Maybe you can just jot down and read these references when you turn to your room. Even Holy Spirit has inspired the New Testament. When you turn to John's Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 26. When the Comforter shall come, he shall teach you all things concerning me. And concerning him is what we find about his coming into this world, about his life in this world, about his death on the cross, about his burial, about his resurrection, about his ascension. All that record is given to us in the Gospels. Which means, John's Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 26 says, that in the New Testament, Gospels are inspired by God. As we have seen in 2 Peter 1:19 to 21, Old Testament is inspired. Old men were moved. Holy men were moved in the old writings to get those things done. So Old Testament is inspired, New Testament also, the Gospel, because John 14:26 says that. If you read the book of Acts, a great work which the early disciples have done, the whole account of the book of Acts, that also is inspired. If you read John's Gospel chapter 15 and verse 26, that will tell you. The epistles are inspired. New Testament is divided in four Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. And then you have from Romans to Jude. We call them epistles. And all of them also inspired as per John's Gospel chapter 16 and verse 13. And if you read the same verse, last part of it, the Comforter, the Spirit of God, the Lord Jesus said, when he comes, he will not only show you things concerning me, but also things to come in the future. That means the book of Revelation also is inspired. The whole Bible is given to us with the inspiration of God. Will I be able to turn to this at least? The object of the Bible. Listen very carefully. What is the object of the Bible? First, what we have seen? Which is the first point we have seen? The origin of the Bible. What did we see in the origin of the Bible? How many means did God use to get these things done and given to us? How many means? Three means. Which is the first? Revelation. Inspiration. Illumination. How do we find that being illuminated in the originals? All scripture is inspired by God. How is it inspired? Totally. Number two, verbally. Number three, supernaturally. Now come to the next verse. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 and 17. All scripture is inspired by God and it's profitable. The object of the Bible is to give you profit. You want profit? Here is the profit. What is the profit, uncle? Can you tell us? What is the benefit from it? All scripture is inspired by God and it is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God be complete and equipped for every good work. Let me give you four simple points from that. Okay? What is the object of the Bible? Number one, for our growing up. For our growing up. Number two, for our going on. Number three, for our giving out. Number four, for our going home. And all these 4 points are given there. What do I mean by that? Let me explain to you. Very simple. These simple words will help you to remember things. What is the object of the Bible? Number one, that I may be educated, I may be taught, I may learn, I may appreciate, I may grow thereby. For my growth, the Bible is given. Look at Timothy. Can somebody read verse 15? Why do we have Bible with us? Number one, God wants us to see us growing up. Number 15, 2 Timothy 3:15. And that from the childhood, you have known that Holy Scriptures. Tell me, what a privilege Timothy had. Who told him the Holy Scriptures from the childhood? His mother and his father. His grandmother. His grandmother and mother were instrumental to him to tell him the scriptures. And Paul, apostle, remembers that he had the privilege of learning from his childhood. Do you have Bible from your childhood? Do you all have Bible from your childhood? Who gave you that? Your dad and mom. Thank God for them. Timothy was always thankful for his mother and grandmother. How many times did you give thanks to your father and mother for the spiritual things that they do for you? You want new dress, you want new things, and for which you are always after them. They try to give you the best of best. But for this matter, have you ever thought? Timothy was able to grow up because he received it from his mother and grandmother. He never forgot that. And that's very important in our life. For our growing up. He was having that privilege in the childhood. You have the privilege like Timothy from your childhood. But when he went to Lystra, there he met Apostle Paul. Then he was converted. He was growing up in the Word of God. He learned the things of God. What about you? What benefit are you making out of it? Are you growing up in the Word of God? Or just because your parents are Christian, you are Christian. You go to an assembly, because they go to an assembly, you go to an assembly. They sit, you sit. They sing, you sing. They give you some money and you put in the offering box. You come home as they come home. Just like that? Or are you going to make a difference? Because Timothy had all these privileges. He made a difference in his life. He was growing up, growing up, growing up. And that's why Paul is committing him higher levels of ministry. Young man, young woman, it's a great privilege. Why Bible is given to us? The object of the Bible is that you and I must grow up thereby. Are you growing up? We'll see the next point afterward. When you have a short break. You need a break. Do you need or not? I thought, what did he say? I expected from them, they will say, no uncle, please continue the class, we don't want break. I thought you will say like that. But you all need a break. Do you need a break? Yes or no? Now I see some like this, some like this, some like this. But I am going to stop since my clock says stop. And after 10 minutes, we'll continue our class. Please remember these things. If these basic things you hold on in your Christian life, you'll become really a man of God and a woman of God. It's my humble prayer that the Lord might help you to understand these things. Okay? God bless you. Shall we close our eyes? Father in heaven, we want to thank you for such a wonderful book, the grand old book you have given to us. The origin of the Bible, the object of the Bible, the order of the Bible, the glorious heavenly book you have given to us. Forgive us because we have not given respect and reverence to it. We have took it so lightly, Lord, because we don't see this results, the object of the Bible true in our life. We thank you because of its revelation, inspiration. We want its illumination in our daily life, O God. Help every young boy and girl henceforth to make a decision like that of Timothy, that the object of the Bible may be fulfilled in my life. I may grow up thereby. This purpose of God and God's word might be fulfilled in our life. We commit each one of us into your hand. Bless us, Lord, as we disperse for a while. We ask and pray in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Next time. I'll give you the timetable for today. You can note it down for the whole day. So we just had the session, that is 9:20 to 10:10. That was Sunil Uncle's. Okay. The next is coffee, as you all know. After that, again 10:30 to 11:20 is Sunil Albert Uncle again. 10:30 to 11:20. Sunil Albert Uncle. After that, 11:20 to 12:10 is Thompson B. Thomas Uncle's session. Again, 12:10 to 1 would be Thompson B. Thomas Uncle again. Then at 1 o'clock we have